I'm talking about the First World War and how much more patriotic people were in that war. How much was the difference in propaganda, I don't know. But of course, my father was a chaplain in the YMCA, and my brother graduated high school, and the next day he went into the Marine Corps and was in the down in Haiti fighting the natives during the whole war. We had no ration stamps, but everyone was so patriotic. We wouldn't have thought using sugar or anything. My mother stopped baking bread because you didn't want to use white flour for anything. And I remember a girl bringing fudge to school, and the other girls really made it hard for her because she had used sugar to make candy. And when they talk about when the Vietnam veterans came home and no one made over them, but the First World War, every soldier that came home, the local band met them, and there was a big parade. And I have a picture of our family standing on the front porch when Wendell came home. And the Earl Potts was a retarded boy in our town. Boy, he was a great big tall man. And he got to carry the flag because he was big and strong. He was so proud of himself. And I can still see that band coming down the street with Earl carrying that big flag. I think that's enough about the war.
Okay. How about talking about World War II then? How did you hear about World War II started? Where were you?
Oh, World War II, and Morris had come to get me on Sunday afternoon. I don't know where we were going. We were in the car, and he had the radio on, and we heard about Pearl Harbor. We turned right around, went back to my folks, and of course, everyone was real upset. And then he went out to his folks, and Mac was already in the Army because Roosevelt had started where, when boys graduated from high school, they served 1 year. Roosevelt was preparing for war, and so Mac was in there, not as ever thinking there'd be a war, but of course that made Morris even more worried. And then we were married, and in March, I always say Pearl Harbor was in 41. December, and we were married in 42, and Bruce was born in 43. So it was real easy to forget, remember, 41, 42, and 43. And patriotism was a little bit different. Not that people weren't patriotic, but you had stamps and for everything. Sugar, gas, but why I say people weren't as patriotic, they were always trying to get stamps from someone else to do something that wasn't necessary. If you wanted to do something frivolous, you know, you'd try to get stamps from someone that didn't use all theirs. And, well, I'll have to think about but when they came home, there wasn't any band to meet them when they came home or anything like that. I just don't think that people were as patriotic in that war. And well, I don't know. Korean War, I can't remember much about that at all. Of course, the Vietnam War, all they thought was how terrible it was that we were in it, and about our boys, and what was happening to them. And, you know, in the other wars, I can't remember anyone worrying about their sons or husbands coming home and being on drugs. There was none of that in the other wars. And you worried about them coming home shell-shocked, or, you know, something like that. But drugs didn't enter into it in the other wars. Could have been in the Korean War, and I didn't know about it. And
did you know anyone that was in the Korean War?
Well, not family.
Huh. Well, now, what about in the First World War? When did your family go to the First World War?
Well, of course, they went right away. I don't know when it started, but Dad went about the same time that Wendell went. And I remember the boys were quitting high school to join, and Mother made Wendell promise if he'd only finish and get his diploma, that Dad would go in with him to Chicago and sign the papers and everything for him to enlist. And he did. And that was her big fear, that he wouldn't finish high school. And
where did he spend the war?
Haiti, fighting the natives. And, you know, we weren't brought up to be prejudiced. But my son didn't like blacks for years because he'd had to fight them. And he said, when you have one of those black guys shooting at you from a tree, you don't like them.
You mean your brother? You said
My brother. And so we laughed about that later when I remember when they had his team. Baseball team was the White Sox, and when they got a black ball player, they weren't the first team to have the ball player, black ball player, but he was good, and my brother couldn't stand it. He even had to clap. Oh, my sister Lucille and I were laughing at him because he was rooting for this black ball player, because we thought it was awful because he was prejudiced. Because none of the rest, we weren't brought up that way. And which makes me think of my sister Lucille. She was always said the funny thing. When she was just a little girl, a black couple came to our house. They came to sing in our church. And they came out to our house. And she went up to the lady and climbed on her lap. And she says, you haven't been wearing your sunbonnet, or else you've been drinking coffee, because my mother didn't want her to get tan. You weren't supposed to get tan in those days. And she was always making Seal wear her sunbonnet. And then she didn't want her to have coffee, because she told her to make her get dark. But so that's what Seal thought happened when you got drank coffee or went without your sunbonnet. That's enough for now. My throat's getting